I just got back from the gun store. I think I found my new gun guy. I think you need to have a gun guy wherever you live. I had one in California. In Hawaii, I did not have one because there really wasn't any gun guys that were allowed to be there. You just went to the Marine base in Kaneohe. But I think I just found him. I was searching for 9mm and 45 ammo for my carry weapons. And man, there's such a shortage out there. It's crazy for all of those of you looking for the 9mm and 45 and the more common kinds of ammo, 380. You know, it's super hard. But anyways, I think I found my gun guy. It was really nice. I walked in to the gun shop, and this is like, there's like the gun stores, and then there's the gun dealer kinds of stores where they have a shop and they have some guns, but you go there and you say, hey, I want this gun. They order it for you. You usually get a better price. The ammo is definitely got a better price on that. And I also had to get some new P226 mags. Anyways, I walked in there thinking I was going to have to wear a mask, and I just loved it. Marine, no masks, nowhere to be found. I'm not going to say any more about that because I don't want to get in trouble. But it was just refreshing not having to go to a mask store. I want to talk about that today, talking about my haircut experience and really the devastation and the control of the government having on us that was never intended to be there. It is really sad. I got my haircut. As you can see, it's not so baggy on the sides, even though I'm wearing a hat. All right, welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. We're going to talk about regulations and how they suck. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. You can email me, Matt, howtobuildtent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Go over to the Fight Laugh Feast Network, put an FLF Network in the drop down, and you'll get that free mug. You'll get a shirt and tons of other great benefits. All right. So I went in. I don't ever wear masks. But I was going to wear a mask for the gun dealer, because I just really needed ammo and I really needed these magazines. So I was looking all over the place for them. So I was just going to be, all right, I'm not going to make my stand here. I'm going to compromise and do it. Another place I compromise is on my haircut place. And I went in there without one. I wasn't going to wear one. And they looked at me. The lady looked at me at the front desk and was, hey, do you have a mask? And I said, no. And then, oh, I can get one for you. And I said, I have a health exemption, because masks are unhealthy. For one, they carry bacteria. They don't last that long. And two, it causes your pulse ox, that is the blood, the oxygen saturation in your blood, to go dangerously low if they are on long term, from all the research that I've read. And so I have a health condition. I am not created to wear a mask around for my day-to-day thing. So that's my health reason. I don't tell them that. I just said I have a health reason. And then they got the manager, and the manager came out to me, and she was really nice. She's like, hey, can you please wear a mask? And I said, I'm not going to wear a mask. I have a health condition. I'm not going to wear a mask. And she's like, but maybe you could, you know, maybe wear it just, you know, on your chin, or you could wear it where you don't have to cover your nose, so you could breathe out your nose. And it's like, hey, look, I don't want to cause a problem with you guys. If you don't want to give me a haircut and you don't want my business, I'll leave. No problem. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I don't mind leaving if you don't want me to. And she's like, no, I really want you to stay, because, you know, they're hurting. Even the haircut places, they got the rush when everyone opened up again, and then school, and then now it's just all dead again. So they're really hard, starving for business. And she's like, I really want you to stay. And if it was up to me, I don't care if you wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask, but the government is making me wear these masks. And I just like, she's like, really, I don't want to make you do this. I just have to stay in business. They'll close me down. Can you just put it on and just have it over your mouth? You can leave it where your nose can, where you cannot have it on your nose. So I compromised with her because she was being cool. And she let me not have it over my, so I really just put it on my chin. So if my mouth wasn't covered either. So I wore a chin mask. That's why I compromised on that one. And it just was infuriating to me, not her, not the haircut place. They're great. I love them. They do a great job. I don't have to tell them what to do or anything. I'm just, hey, you do your thing. You make me look good. That's all I want. You make that hair look good, and you do your thing. And I do it, and I love it. And I was so angry, though, because we have this entity, the government, the mayor, the comp controller, the county controller, whoever is making these laws that we never agreed to, that you're enforcing for an indefinite amount of time. You're not even in the transaction. You're not in the business. You're not there. But you are forcing all of us to comply. You are forcing all of us to comply. And that is not your role. When we, as individuals, free people, when a business owner and an individual both don't want to wear masks for whatever reasons we decide, a mask is not your domain, government. But when a business owner and an individual who wants to patron that business decides they don't want to wear a certain object of clothing, they shouldn't have to. But you, not even being there, are forcing, threatening people of taking away their business. You're threatening to take away their livelihood, and you have nothing to do with that transaction whatsoever. And it's causing division. You see, I was going to leave. If they weren't cool at all, I was going to leave. But they were really cool, and so I stayed. But you're causing citizens to have these conflicts with each other when both parties in this case don't even want to wear the mask. They don't agree with it. They don't want to wear the masks. They don't want to make their customers wear the mask. But for some reason, you think that it is your business what we adults do with our health. And you're causing Americans, you're causing us to turn against each other and be divided because you're sticking your nose in something that is not your place. And it's infuriating. It's infuriating. And the more data that comes out and the more we realize that this was overblown and not a big deal, but because you can't, you have to save face and you can't admit you're wrong, you're just making us all suffer and you're making us divided and you're making conflicts happen. It's so infuriating. And you're causing businesses to be hurt because not even with these guidelines, you're giving the impression that there's danger out there and that you could die. When it's true, you can always die. There's always danger out there. And you're doing it and you're causing these people to lose business. Not even that's not even accounting the businesses that are closed and can't even open because of your arbitrary guidelines. And instead of being the government role at most, to advise people on what to do in health situations. Yeah, you can quarantine the people that are sick. Yeah, you can do like certain things. But like in this scenario, at best, you should be advising. 6 months in, the data that we have, you should be advising what you think is best. And then leaving it to grown free individuals, free citizens to decide what they want to do. See, that's what freedom looks like. What we have today is not freedom. It is not free. We are not free in America. This is not the land of the free. You cannot say that anymore. And you're causing people to suffer. And we're just taking it. We're just taking it. See, what would happen and what causes less conflict? And this is why we're so divided in our country. I mean, there's a lot of reasons we're so divided in this country. But if government wasn't in a place to interfere with us in these ways, the division wouldn't be as catastrophic as it is today. Because what would happen in a free society in a day hundreds of years ago, back when America was free, this is what would happen. I, as an individual, would make a decision for myself as a business owner. Do I want to work and risk working so I can provide for my family, even though there's this threat of this virus out there, whatever it is, or whatever threat it is? And then I will make that decision. Yes, I need to work for my family. So I'm going to go to work and I'm going to open up. I'm going to put in the precautions that I see fit. I'm going to take the steps that I think I need to take based on what I've read by my research, because it's my responsibility for my own business. And then as an individual who wants to get his hair cut or wants to go out to eat or wants to buy something or wants to go to some kind of business, I make the decision. Hey, is this a threat where I want to take part and go out and risk being sick to do business? Or do I want to stay in? Or do I want to find another way, an alternative? And then if I decide to go, I go. And if I decide not to go, then I don't go. And what happens is we have people at the haircut place, we have people at the bars who are there freely deciding to take their own chances and to make their own decisions for themselves. And the people that don't want to risk it, don't go. And everybody has the freedom and the options to do what they want. But instead, because of your audacious laws, your tyrannical laws, because of what the government has done, we are forcing people to do things that they don't want to do. And that's not freedom. That's not what God created. That's not the values. That's not the rights that he has endowed us with. That's not the principles of how to have a free society, a God-centered society, a society where we can be blessed. It causes us to turn on each other. It causes division. It causes people to lose money. It causes people to lose their jobs. It causes people to lose their businesses. It causes families to suffer because government officials, for whatever reason, they think they know best. They like the power. They don't want to admit they're wrong. They're tyrants. Whatever reason it is, because of your pride and your arrogance, you have done this to us. And it makes me mad. And we need to fight against it as much as we can. That's all I got to say. I don't want to regret anything. I think I did a pretty good job. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.